44% of likely voters favor McAuliffe, while 41% favor Cuccinelli. While McAuliffe has a three-point advantage, Quinnipiac's Peter Brown says in the polling world that is a dead heat. Add to this Libertarian candidate Robert Sarvis with the support of 7% of voters, and this election could still go either way.
Clearly, the 7% that he's getting are important voters. And if some of them should decide come election day that they don't want to vote for Mr. Sarvis but want to vote for the two candidates, those voters, these voters who might change their mind, they could make a big difference in the election. In addition, there's 6% of the electorate that's undecided.
And another 12% of those who name a candidate say there's a good chance they will change their mind. Brown says both Cuccinelli and McAuliffe are disliked by voters. It's just that the attorney general is less liked than his opponent. Still, many voters think Cuccinelli is more qualified, while some trust McAuliffe more. Brown says he doesn't doubt that it has something to do with the Star Scientific scandal involving both the governor and the AG. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.